What I found disturbing was the fact that I had Japanese friends. In fact, when I was a little kid growing up on 2nd Avenue, I lived next door to a Japanese family. We used to spend all of our time climbing the fence back and forth in and out of each other's house. And I just couldn't imagine this racial situation. You know, a friend was a friend. I didn't worry whether he was Catholic or Jewish or German or Japanese or Chinese. It didn't make any difference.
Well, Ken, you probably remember in our class, we had that wonderful Japanese kid, Morizumi.
John Morizumi, my good friend.
John Morizumi, they finally hauled him off, and we all gathered the money to give him a watch to leave with. He was one of our best friends and a good athlete and became a very successful MD in the San Joaquin Valley.
And Ignatius Watanabe.
And Ignatius Watanabe.
But I always called him Ken Watanabe, because he told me one time, he said, "I like your name." I said, "Okay, I'll give it to you." So Ken and I were good buddies at high school, and he wrote a letter to Father King describing his new home at Tule Lake in, Nevada or Utah? I think Utah. And he was describing the barbed wire that was put up. They were in a concentration camp. I could never, never understand that. And another guy that I remember very well was a fellow named Ralph Schoenstein. And I remember he was a big, tall guy. And I remember when we were out for track, he could jump about 5'8", just over the bar. He was tall, tall kid. He had long legs. And when I got back, I found out that Ralph had died. We made up a plaque, remember? Class of 42, we made a plaque a few years back of 96 guys from SI that died during the war. And that, I think that's on display at SI now.